Yo, it's the host of Honestly Speaking, the podcast Hip Hop the Fucking Cross, and the sponsor for today is Sex Toys NG. Sex Toys NG, they offer ones, roses, BDSM kits for my BDSM lovers, vibrators, dildos, name it. And with the Honestly Speaking code, which is Honestly Speaking, you can get 15% discount. Just head on to their Instagram, the link is going to be in the bio. Shop now, and don't forget to use the Honestly Speaking code to get your discount. Bless.
Yo, what going on, my people? It's your boy Caliber the Grind. Keep listening to Honestly Speaking podcast, the hottest podcast in the capital.
Yo, ACX, Wavy, YWHZWMG, RGBMSF, and I say, get me on my move from my 10 and freedom members for the obviously fucking drop. New episode, happy new year 2023. It's a new year, you know. Sorry, I disappeared for a very long time. I'm here with Cheritoki, Daryl, Dirty Drew. We have Josh. Josh has been wanting to be on an episode for a very long time, so congratulations, welcome. Wow. We have Sergio that thinks he's toxic, but he's not.
I'm not. I'm really not. Shut up. I agree. I am not.
And we have AD the King.
Well, I'm
today's episode is going to be toxic masculinity and how it affects men and young boys of today. Genuinely, I'm just going to start from my own point of view.
But wait, please don't deep. Like most people, I don't know, but don't
deep anything that I said.
Like, do not deep anything podcast that I said in this podcast, because
it's just a point of view.
It's everybody's opinion in this life. So,
and aside from the opinion, we are catching crews.
Yes, aside from opinion, we are catching crews, and we are having a conversation.
So we are going to be talking about how toxic masculinity affects today's generation of men and young boys. Starting from Daryl, what do you think? Yes, what do you fucking think about toxic masculinity and how it has affected you as a young boy in Nigeria?
All I know is that all the women that I meet, they just say, you have other women.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah, it happens. Because you're a Yoruba demon. Have you seen this boy with cap? Have you seen this boy with cap? Seen yesterday, he's not saying, I'm a fine boy, I'm fine. You're a Yoruba demon, idiot.
I don't understand how me
happening. But I really appreciate it. But you can't tell me because I'm a fine boy, I have other women.
Yeah, that.
You're not
that,
in my DMs. You're not even replying this.
Yeah, that one is
funny
just
enough. There is no girl that you try to approach and they will not give you, even if they really like you, they give you that bullshit. I'm sure you have other women.
That thing is, that is like a way of
okay, no problem, I do. But I'm talking to you at that moment.
Yes, that no matter. No, see, it's like telling you to try harder. Like if
the
maturity about things like that, but the maturity about things like that is that you now play as if you didn't see it or ignore it or make her feel like she's important.
But like, if you try harder, for you to be in her DM at that moment in time, like for you to be texting her constantly or something, meaning she's important.
I don't know. Generally, I love toxic love. So,
bro, toxic sex is
beautiful.
I do.
Toxic relationships, sex, anything toxic. It's very fun to experience.
BDSM.
You regret it. So, you get it in the end, but while it's happening, it's very fun.
So,
it's intriguing.
How do you feel about toxic masculinity and how it has affected you as a young boy growing up in Nigeria?
I was not toxic till I chopped breakfast. November 13th November 2019, 9:34 PM in the night. I chopped breakfast for night, so you know. And my life didn't change apparently because I was talking to one girl like that. So I had to like shaded the whole pain. So January the next year, the babe came back. Like we started texting again and she said, okay, let's link. Then we linked there. And I think I asked her about her boyfriend. She said she didn't have any. So we linked now. We linked again, like twice. Then after that, she told me that she had a boyfriend and she just wanted to feel that one time thing again. As she broke me down, bro. And I mean, it's a testimony because I like the way I am now.
So you won't change the toxic
If I change, I'll be like Sergio.
Why have all hate when you can spread it?
Sergio.
Sergio.
In this episode, if you lie, I saw much of hate.
No. I'm not going to lie. Shots fired. That means you lied on the last episode.
No, I didn't.
I'm not going to lie.
That's the topic for another day. Yes. I thought to talk about that day. Anyway.
People said you lied. You did not.
I did not. I feel like the issue of this toxic masculinity. Mm. I feel for a lot of guys, it's a way of just like hiding or not fully expressing themselves to women because of the fear that maybe something could go wrong.
It's not a fear.
If people are scared that your friends don't accept you,
which one is your friend?
No, that's also a factor within the years,
the amount of information that I give every single girl that I've met in this life has dwindled because every single time something
always happens. But so like that's mainly like why
doesn't just affect you by girls, like it's not just women. Mm-hmm. It affects your.
They flog me for secondary like, school. I love BDSM.
Most times like that's
is that toxic masculinity cross?
I don't know. Most times it's mostly triggered by women.
It's actually mostly.
Yeah. For a lot of guys.
Wait, let Darius say tell his own story because I did.
I'm actually nice.
Fuck you, bitch. Talk, yeah, toxic. After me, now you. No worries.
Exactly.
Oh, you sorry, you're my king.
Why are you talking about this? The thing is that, I won't say it's more like toxicity. I feel like it's more, I don't want to stress anymore. Like, okay, no problem. I can say this thing now, like right now, I still have that one shorty that I'm texting, I'm still chasing.
Mm-hmm.
You get?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the entire phone feed. There is that one babe.
Mm-hmm.
That you like.
It means you're not tired.
So you hurt everyone else.
I'm not hurting. No!
Can we stop, please? Can we all not just
listen,
keep
trying
to be toxic masculinity to women? Like, they're not so relatable things. Like, changes. Toxic masculinity can affect you through any other way. And
we're not saying
personally,
tell us how it affects you.
Personally, toxic masculinity affects you. Toxic masculinity affects me that anytime something goes wrong, I tend to play victim.
Tend to play victim?
Yes. That is my toxic trait.
Mm.
I play the victim card. Because consciously, I feel like it's going to help things. And generally, it doesn't. Because it's a fear of addressing things straight head up. So, that is how toxic masculinity affects me.
It's not just in relationship.
Yeah.
Friendships,
yes,
your family, anything.
There are a lot of fallout.
No,
that's the toxic trait.
I don't really know how to talk when that kind of thing happens.
For me, it's best
I used to write.
Yeah, it's not that I don't really know how to talk.
Writing,
I just don't want to.
Writing.
I used to write, but
for me, I feel like it's more of like independence. I feel like I can take care of my shit myself.
Okay,
I'd rather do my stuff myself than to bother
last summer,
anybody.
That was telling you about.
Yeah. So last summer,
because I don't want to be eating shit from you. Okay, please help me do this. You're not be like, no, I asked like one or two people. That's like eating shit from like five people. When I can just suffer on my own and do it by myself.
Like carry your cross.
Yeah, exactly.
Same.
I love
cross.
Carrying my
cross. And there's satisfaction that comes from the.
Do you even get? But the problem about carrying the cross by yourself is that when you have actually gotten what you want, or then other people now come, then you're not seeing that. These are people that when on the way to this process,
they never.
Would not even show you like no effort, no love or some shit. So why you not
I'm
trying?
Right now, if I cash out to God of mercy.
So this story was this is like last summer, Shah.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're saying that we shouldn't relate it to women, but I think mine is just related to because everyone loves me now. Obviously, I'm the only child in my house. Like they show me excess love. I didn't want that family love. I wanted love that from outside. Like, do you understand? So apart from that, Shah, this story. I was with a shorty like last summer. Now it was a situation relationship type thing where if she was going to stay in Nigeria, I swear to God, I would have probably been in a relationship right now. But the shorty. Let me talk. Cause let me say, like I said, yo, the shorty,
the shorty,
the shorty. So she knew that she was going to travel. She was going out of Nigeria, so she was like, "See, let's not make it a relationship thing. Let's just make it a a kind of like, we know that we're together, we're going to be loyal for this specific time. But if it works out when I leave country, I mean, that's fine. But I knew that, oh my, enough here, happen.
Enough here. That's supposed to be counted as manipulation.
It can't happen.
No, like, why it can't be counted as manipulation? Because you're speaking to the devil, man. So I was like, okay, calm. That's calm. So, like, when she left, like, I resumed now, and I'm just like quarreling at that, towards that time that she was about to travel, and I was like apologizing, and I'm sorry, but I just knew that this thing is kind of, it's good though, like it's good that we're quarreling so that she can, because I'm always telling her that you there are like literally one Keith guy or one Darwin guy there is probably going to have more reason, and you just pull up like, yo, shorty, what's good, what's happening, and you're just being like, oh, I'm just grabbing a coffee and shot, like, bro.
Yeah, you already broke your heart.
You don't understand. I don't the dream I'm since. So it just became, I was like, okay, calm. Let me just accept the fact. So my phone broke bad and I didn't text anybody. I ghosted for a very long time. Like, and then just on getting my new phone, I check my mail and first thing I see is, Kelechi, thank you for ghosting me.
Sent your email.
That's true.
Email.
I want that
to happen. No, I always, if you check the email, it's me that is always emailing. I'm sorry for this, I'm sorry for that. So
after they have blocked you.
I'm a sweet boy.
Wait, is it after they have blocked you?
No, she didn't block
for apology.
Please,
she blocked me.
Am I the person that blocked me? That's the end, honestly.
Literally.
Because
you can't block me once, then block me again.
Like, I'll not give you the opportunity. We'll not
come back.
You ain't seen that block,
bro.
It was so pain.
Yeah, it was actually like I was in pain because like that's the first time in a very long while that someone has blocked me. Like, I'm this type of person that I'm not into blocking. Like, no matter how much you annoy me, I'd rather just ignore you than block you. But guy, like this is like the second person that is blocking me, and the first person it was you know this kind of rough play somebody is playing with you. Yeah. Like, I can block you, like, you can't block me.
She blocked you this morning.
So, like,
I said, cross pain about it last night.
She blocked it in her room. Like, bro.
My room yesterday. I swear to God. Ask Dugara.
I just talked to her, Tiffy, babe.
God, bro. like, this shorty just blocked me this morning, and I was like, wait, bro. I had to ask Andrew. And I was like, yo, has this babe blocked me? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, fuck, nah.
There's just
this can't be happening.
When they block you, you're like,
You will not believe.
Yeah,
wait,
you know, when you have an erection, there's something just happens, then that's the end of it. That's how it is. Like, constant, as I'll lose feelings. What's the use? Why are you blocking?
Okay, yeah. Even if you had a problem, but no matter how big it was, we'll still talk about it one day. Why block me?
Wait. After you now unblock me, we'll not have a conversation.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
The conversation is not needed.
You no longer want me in your life, so there's no reason for you to unblock me.
I'm telling you, I can be that person. If you block me and you unblock me, I'll just talk to you. I'll just text you. Oh, you have unblocked me. Then I block you back.
Your block message is
like, yeah. I feel like part of the pain.
Now your message is like delivery,
I like to entertain myself.
I want to pepper you. I want to show that I'm still happy without you in my life. Did you get?
That's the
main point.
Very, very
happy.
I feel like that's just it.
I genuinely still love you.
Now you are not making it sound like I'm looking for you, because I've never sent an email to a baby.
If you listen to this, me, I know one of the people.
You're not
definitely going to listen to this
you're
podcast.
You're not begging.
You know yourself. Okay, I don't want to call your name.
You're not begging.
But my name and your name together is
No, it's fine.
Just see it.
Eddie, why are you not saying anything? Please, let's go back to the conversation. Eddie, what's your opinion about toxic masculinity?
Yeah, toxic.
and what your toxic traits?
My toxic traits is no difference from Josh or Andrew's toxic traits. I will disappear if you stress me. I will just disappear.
Yeah, but ghosting is actually very iconic.
It's iconic and it's useful.
But and imagine very you ghost there, you cry.
Or Benny,
and
when
I would you cry?
No, like it's just cry to you. Is do you know after you cry? Do you know you like the glow up after a cry is actually very good. Yes. It's you see after a cry, man, and it's actually very, very good. So I'm just saying, anyways, how do you feel about toxic masculinity?
Literally, okay, like this girl I was talking to, like, but aside women,
there's no fucking way.
You cannot just do that. You want to talk about toxic masculinity as a guy and you will not involve women.
Yeah, yeah, except for some that have had trauma.
Because let's be honest, the main people that guys show this type of this type of behaviors to are who? Women.
Because you're trying to impress. Guy was till now.
Till tomorrow,
I'm still that favorite boyfriend guy. Like I care, but now I just treat you like a boyfriend, but I'm not a boyfriend.
On that fact, nobody really likes a nice guy.
That's true.
I noticed it. You know, like how am I trying to
nice guys? Nice guys are always the second opinion.
They always come last.
No problem.
Now
why will you change?
They always feel like you're not enough. That's why I change.
You don't get. That's why people change. Like
not just even.
How am I trying to see?
Whenever you're the nice person,
this is the problem. This is the problem I have.
Have you noticed that?
This is the problem I have. If I like you to the extent I want to change you, I'll be the nice guy.
My
guy
said keep you.
No, like keep you in terms of like, okay, I want to be in a relationship. I'll be that nice guy. It's your
turn.
Yeah. If I like you to the extent that I want to date you, I'll be the nice guy. But if it's just probably one or two casual situations, that's why you actually see like, talk to this, like, okay, it's you. I'll make it clear to you that this is what's going to happen. This is
a sexual
relation.
I think that's why I'm asking.
You get, but it's not that nice. Is that now? Is that one person? Like, how you doing? How was your day? How was your night? The entire sexual shit now will not be coming to you.
Exactly. Thank you. I feel like girls feel nice guys are enough. Like they feel they don't give enough because like if you look at very toxic guys like they don't give that much. But then they give a lot. Do you understand? But like nice guys, like they give what they can. Like they have a lot to give. But that's not what girls are looking for. Girls need that little bit of toxicity.
But can I tell you one part?
She offended you.
The nice guys.
Just the toilet. One more. Tell us about
the nice guys. Yeah. So other girls are the most toxic people.
Daryl, you cut into
me for example, yeah, and I for example, Joshua.
Yeah, sorry, man.
I'm a
victim. Hey, listen, give me one chick inside this school, you know yourself very well. I won't call your name.
It's not my own name.
This babe entered into a situation with me. Andrew. She said I should be loyal. Then, like, okay, now we are in the middle of this thing. And
I
like,
should go shoot short to one babe for this school.
This human being settled down to like grade me and tell me that I'm not enough because I'm too nice.
That's what she told you.
That's what she told you.
That's why I'm waiting for the loophole.
I'm too nice.
Once the loophole ends,
because I did not show you my toxic side, that means I'm nice. Wow.
Exactly. Like, girls need that little bit of toxicity. I've actually been with someone that actually said she needs a little bit of toxicity in the relationship.
Like, why, that why aren't you fighting back?
Because I'm not
like, I'm forgiving you and you're telling me why aren't you fighting back?
Like, our relationship did not last because I'm not toxic.
We want to say it's over. Okay.
What's your problem?
Like, guys, see me, this is not I'm very sorry to say this, though. If like Veritas girls get offended, but that's your father's business.
Because
no, actually, shut up. See, every relationship I used to get in this school always has a very stupid loophole inside.
To be very
like
honest.
You, the girls and the boys, none of they try. Like you put the fuck up.
Peter.
If they did not teach you how to love in your house, don't come to school and form a relationship.
Thank you,
love.
Thank you.
Everybody come
have
to school.
Sex and go away.
Hey, you're very stupid. Like only sex.
This is not me.
Like
I'm not saying that.
This is why men them less.
She broke up with the guy.
In school here.
Now she's coming back to the guy because she wants money.
Bruh.
She's the one that broke up with the guy. And this guy has spent a lot. Like, he's a bank. A piggy bank.
Veritas girls expect a lot from boys.
They do. And they give
Veritas boys.
to
sexualize every girl that comes to their face. And they don't talk, you don't even have shame. There's one Vetter's boy that I saw today. He has no shame. Me, I'm, if I go into specifics,
there's a lot of guys I've seen, guys.
I don't know, I don't think. I'll call the block, I saw him, I saw him in block B. Like, this boy is a prostitute, a cheap one for now. Because I've seen you have nothing to offer. Like, besides your fine face, you have nothing to offer. You are a zero empty pocket. Fine boy, empty pocket.
Fine boy, empty pocket.
You have nothing to offer and you are pulling women up and down. But you've never even chased your degree that way.
Oh my God.
But wait,
it's a shame.
Block B today, check yourself out though.
Calm down. And I get empty pocket. So I beg, be specific.
No, I'm not. Let's not go in. I don't want to tussle. It's too early.
But you know yourself.
I feel no. Yeah. Nah, we didn't know yourself. I don't want him to know yourself. I saw a lot of people today. A lot of them will feel a lot.
Nah. Another thing with babes in this school is like they like to follow each other. Yeah. So like the trend keeps going. The trend keeps going. They keep beckoning. And I'm like, bro. The funny thing is that most of these people actually come from like homes that are actually financially stable to a point. So like I don't see why you would.
But then see, I genuinely don't blame. I genuinely don't blame any of you because you see I don't even know how to do these things. Because me, the things that I don't support the girls, neither I support the boys. So all of you do in this,
men and women deserve
in this Veritas. Veritas girls and Veritas boys, people they do too much.
I'm not a Veritas boy, sir. I don't
support Veritas boys,
sir. Where do you
side? But Veritas, I see one girl like that. I just to be boy. I just gonna let contact.
See, you know, genuinely, but you guys really be doing the most irritating things when it comes to relationships. Because of you saw a boy in Afe Baola giving his girl 1 million naira, doesn't mean a boy Veritas
can say, God, why can't my boo do this?
And because of your relationship, your boyfriend is an Abuja boy that his parents give probably 30k for allowance. And he manages to buy
you. 30k plenty,
sir. Like, do you fucking, like,
Shut up, you have no idea. Fuck yes. Just to see,
It's so contented.
Because, no, see, yeah.
I don't receive any.
The thing is that some boys too, at the same time, but some boys too, cut your coat before it's your cover. You know that you cannot afford a bad bitch. Don't go and taste a bad bitch. Bad bitches, they have bad. They are least safe na bad list. Can you afford LV? Original LV? Transcorp Logic?
Let's be honest. If you don't have money as a guy, if you do not have money as a guy, why are you following
your man? Yes, now you can't chat to me
at your age. At your age, yeah. If you don't have money as a guy, why are you following your man?
That's what I was about to say.
Sha, if she likes you, that's the money.
No, forget the money. It doesn't matter. See, can I tell you one simple fact?
It doesn't matter what you
do. It doesn't matter whether she likes you without free the ring now. It doesn't matter if she likes you without the money or not, yeah. But it gets to a point where
you actually have to do something.
It's fucked to say that okay, she will see her friend like getting gifts or some shit and be jealous. But you can't, at the end of the day, you can't help it.
Anyways,
you get Mokati, it's like the way that
Mokati is trying to say something. Mokati, what do you have to say?
So like this now, if you don't have that plug, 5k.
It's not plug 5k. Is it with
clothes for women?
Yeah, women clothes is actually very affordable. Though.
Yeah,
that's fact.
Women clothes. Remember when me and this my man they come now?
I don't even forget.
I say everybody for this right. I believe it.
Fake life.
Because our school
make I know shit.
Yeah. But like very task people like intimidating themselves.
Thank you.
Have you noticed something? Bam, you can classify very task people according to the way they dress.
Yes. What
now? Everybody falls under a category.
Voila.
You see this person.
Catch yourself.
You dress this.
No, categorize yourself.
Me, my own category. Me like this.
Just a soft boy.
I didn't live my life the way I feel afford
it. Some boy has
been. If I get 2k and I feel buy a cooker, I buy it. Tomorrow I get 20k, I can buy original shirts.
I buy it.
If my mother says she wants to buy me clothes,
I will not come and be trying to live a life I cannot afford because of I'm trying to impress somebody that tomorrow you don't know whether he's going to become a sheriff or somewhere. I would not be following
the
clan.
I've seen people breaking their 50k bank just to buy fake Nikes.
Guys, see, genuinely speaking, in Veritas University, a lot of you are trying to impress a lot of people that don't.
Use your money, try to struggle to someone that is in your house, and you are receiving money from your father. How? As he cashed out, he put everything into his phone.
Nigga was starving in school.
Because everybody is buying iPhone, Apple Watch, or you know, be better. You know yourself. You know yourself. I know you. Because you'll be stabbing in my front with a Series 6.
Yeah.
Shit.
Wow.
Holy shit, dude.
Ah, shit. No.
I think it's getting personal. But why are people so pressed about their phones or some shit when
God knows they are busting
this man.
See, let me tell you something, but you can't carry. I'm not sure if you have the mind, but to carry Samsung
to go and see. Yes, I use that iPhone 6s. I could buy it for like seven times over.
According to rating and everything I hear, but because generally, all of these versions, you genuinely know me. If like say I am homosexual, I am a pansexual. That is your father's business. Because I will fuck your father and fuck your mother too.
Genuinely speaking, I don't like love.
Neither do I like sex. Like it's not my thing. But I'm just going to put this thing. Everything I hear about love inside this Veritas is genuinely very, very fucking irritating. And it doesn't make sense. Like girls only follow boys that have iPhone and they carry themselves. Genuinely speaking, go and look at that boy's account. Most of them don't have money. Most of them are borrowing clothes. 95 of the boys that go for night walk, did they borrow hoodie from those of us?
I swear to God, those of us that don't go out for night walk,
they wear my hoodie. They come and beg.
They hear a call turn on.
The way this podcast has drifted.
But like, see, the summary of this whole thing is like, don't do past your power.
Don't do past your power.
I've seen, according to Toki, cut your coat according to your size. Exactly.
And if your bed cannot fit into your coat, drop out.
It's love, you know who it is, paid as Papi. If you don't, you fool, sadly, still unsure is out. Make love to that shit, fall in love with that shit, lose love to that shit, and gain self-love with that shit. Always.
Yo, Wagwan, it's Bego. Bego from The Matrix, and you're listening to Honestly Speaking. Subscribe, stay locked, it's a mad thing. Let's go.
Honestly speaking, go unnecessary. All this your back, I show unnecessary. Honestly speaking.